This morning's gospel should have been quite shocking to you. A king gives a wedding banquet and people don't respond. Now, you might think that's no big deal. You get a wedding invitation in the mail, you decide you don't want to go. But what is the king's response? He kills the people he invited and burns their cities for not coming to the wedding. So next time you receive a wedding invitation, think twice. He kills some of them, and some he issues an invitation, and they kill the people who even brought the invitation. What is going on in today's gospel? And all of this is supposed to be an analogy for the kingdom of God. How can this be an analogy for the kingdom of God? A Catholic fiction writer, a very famous one, by the name of Flannery O'Connor, said this: "In the land of the deaf, you have to shout. In the land of the deaf, you have to shout." And that's what's going on in today's gospel. Jesus is on purpose using what we call hyperbole to try to jar his listeners and wake them up. He is not talking on a literal level as if God wants to destroy us and kill us. But he's exaggerating it to that point to get a point across to us. And while we cannot take the parable on a literal level as far as what God will do, we can take it on a literal level when it comes to the meaning behind it and the way God feels about his invitation to us. There are two groups in today's Gospels, and the first is the invitees. Imagine, if you will, you go home this afternoon and you're watching football, eating popcorn or maybe a big juicy steak, and there's a knock on the door. And you go to the door and it is a Swiss guard. Now, if you've never seen a Swiss guard, these guys are like this tall, and they make parachute pants from the 80s look good, right? They got these parachute pants and these fluffy, ruffly sleeves, and they're like yellow and purple or something like that, and they're big and strong. I remember once I was in Rome and I had to go into Vatican City through what's called St. Anne's Gate. And to do so, you have to go through a checkpoint where the guard asks you, where are you going? And for one of the very few times in my life as a rather tall guy, I was kind of scared of this guy, you know? So the Swiss guard comes to your door and he says to you, "The Pope has invited you to dinner this evening." And he hands you a written invitation, and sure enough, right there on the invitation, it says, "You are to dine with Pope Francis this evening at Christ the King Rectory at 6 p.m. What is your response? Now, if we are to use the analogy in the gospel today, you could either say, you could just shut the door on him. That's how the first people respond. Or you could say, you know what, I'm watching football. Could we maybe do it another time? Or, I got to go to work this evening. Worse yet, you say to the Swiss guard, you know what, I'm actually kind of offended that you bothered me during a football game. Now you're going to die. Guys, that's exactly what's going on in the gospel today, in the story that Jesus tells. This kind of almost violent reaction to the invitation of the king. Now, on a literal level, Jesus means this specifically to the scribes and Pharisees, the leaders of the Jewish community. God is the king. The feast is the heavenly banquet. The messengers are the prophets who they did kill. They didn't like it when the prophets would come and challenge them, right? They would say, you know what, you really need to live up to the faith that you profess. And that can be difficult for us, even today. You know, a bishop or a priest gets up and challenges us to live the way we say we're going to live. Sometimes we can do one of two things. We can either agree and, you know, humble ourselves and follow, or like in today's gospel, these people that are, they violently react and even push it away, push the invitation away. Those who are invited are the people of God. In the Old Testament, the Israelites. But today, that's you and I. God is the head of His church, and His kingdom is present here in this church. The feast is the heavenly banquet, present here in this Eucharist. This Eucharist is a wedding feast, the wedding between God and man, between heaven and earth, between you and your Lord. But how do we respond to the invitation? How many of us treat Mass and the Eucharist, even hearing the readings today or our prayer time, all invitations from God? How many of us treat them with indifference? I remember just yesterday, I had a pretty busy day, and I was running from one place to another, and something inside my head said, stop and pray, right? Well, I'm too busy, right? And, you know, it's so easy to do. And yet, I didn't respond to the invitation of God in that moment. And it wasn't like God was asking that much. Stop what you're doing, lay it down, and give me 2 minutes. Because I want to help you. How do we treat God's messengers? Our Pope, our bishops, our priests, even lay people who share the gospel with us. Do we attack them because we feel convicted about the way we're living? Now, in this story that Jesus tells, the king responds to this reaction, which is sometimes our reaction. He responds by killing them and burning their cities. Don't worry, God's not going to do that to you. But he is trying to get the point across to you that he's trying to kind of shake us and say, guys, please respond to my invitation. The consequences are dire. It is life and death whether you respond to my invitation. Now, the second group of characters or character in today's gospel is this person who does respond to the invitation, and he shows up to the wedding. But the king comes out to greet his guests, and he notices he's not clothed properly. Imagine, if you will, you come into church on Sunday, and Father, in the middle of Mass, he stops Mass, and he comes and walks over to you, and he says, stand up. You're wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Get out of here. Everybody would be shocked, right? And that's what's going on in the gospel today. That's the shocking value of what this king does. Why does he do it? Because the person is not clothed properly. But he's talking about specifically about his wedding garment. What is that? After Mass today, we very much been looking forward to this. We have a baptism. And after the child is baptized, they are clothed in a beautiful white garment, right? Some of you moms put your little boys in dresses and were scarred for life. But no, a beautiful baptismal gown, right? And it's white. It's interesting that what color does a bride traditionally wear on her wedding day? A pure white dress. I remember my little sister, she was getting married and she found this beautiful dress. She just loved it, right? But it was a little off-white, a little ivory. But she wouldn't wear it because she didn't want to say something by the color of dress she wore. I was proud of her for that. Why? Because there's this deep connection between our baptism and marriage. In baptism, your soul is purified, and hence the child is given this white garment to be a symbol of your pure soul. And in marriage, the bride presents herself as a pure virgin to her husband, and vice versa. And all of those point towards the eternal marriage. where we present ourselves to God with a pure soul. Now, many of you are probably thinking, well, I'm automatically disqualified because I'm a sinner. Well, join the club. We've all received that white baptismal garment by our baptism, and what do? We get it dirty. And guess what? We've got a washing machine right around the corner on the right side of this green curtain. It's called a confessional. And every time you go and make a worthy confession, you walk out of there with that baptismal garment washed clean again. And we are like that bride who stands before our spouse, our heavenly spouse, pure, presenting ourselves to him as a virgin who has been waiting. Brothers and sisters, that spouse is your Lord. The Father is throwing a wedding banquet for His Son, Jesus Christ, who espouses His church. That's you and I. He's madly in love with you. You have each been sent an invitation. But how do you respond? With indifference? Maybe even rejection at times. Maybe even at times with violence. He invites you to his wedding feast and asks that you come properly clothed to bring your wedding garment, your baptismal garment, to the wedding. And if it's not clean, to wash it in the blood of Jesus Christ given to you on this altar.